I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Unrest between Peru's tribal people and the government continues. It started when the government announced they would allow oil exploration in ancient lands. Compassion International's Kathy Redmond says the political winds are changing in favor of the tribes.
Congress has stopped the advancement of this law that has become the real instigator of the problem. And what we're seeing now is different labor unions have decided to side with the native tribes. So it's really putting some pressure on the government, and the situation has become a lot more tense.
Compassion 7 centers are still closed. Next, China is cracking down on lawyers who fight for human rights and religious freedom. 21 lost their licenses, and another was kidnapped in February. The Chinese ambassador issued a letter refusing responsibility. China Aid Association's Bob Fu says, ironically, those who defend Chinese citizens from human rights abuses have now become victims themselves.
Despite of Chinese government claim that the Chinese citizens are enjoying golden time in religious freedom, there are hundreds, perhaps thousands, are still in the Chinese labor camps and prisons for their faith in Jesus.
And Wycliffe Associates needs people to support its Bible translation teams in Burkina Faso, Africa. The teams are working on translating the Bible into 22 languages, as well as providing literacy education and training other teams for translation work in Africa. Your skills in construction, administration, and translation could help spread God's word in Burkina Faso. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get your free copy of the DVD, A Child's Voice, a One Hope production. It's the story of a young man in Ghana who was miraculously changed by the power of God's Word. Get your free copy of A Child's Voice at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.